Hello and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard or wet or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Hi, nerds. Ever wanted a Mandalorian daddy? Well, the script by Reddit user StuckInASmut has just that. It caught my attention because I used to play a lot of Star Wars games growing up and was eager to voice one of those lunky, hunky warriors. If you ever played the game Knights of the Old Republic, you'll remember meeting lots of new characters and having optional dialogue to play through. So I imagine the first half of this audio as the listener choosing to go through all of those dialogue options with their Mandalorian captor, just like in the game. Then he takes off his helmet and things get so spicy as Daddy shows you all the things the Jedi Order tried to hide from you. I hope you like it. Now, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and come get your star hole filled, because the show is about to begin.
Ah, finally waking up. I was wondering how effective the tranquilizer would be. They were designed to take out the wildlife on this planet, not humanoids. Damned Kanaks eat anything they see. And they're not even the most ferocious beasts the moons of Duxon have to offer. You're lucky I found you before they did. I have an incentive for keeping a pretty little thing like you alive. The good thing is that you're able to move, but still woozy enough to not be able to use any of those force tricks, Jedi. Means I don't have to haul you on my back through this jungle back to our base tomorrow. This little bunker here serves as a forward operation post. You can walk on your own feet while I provide watch with my disintegrator rifle. Though I'm going to miss being able to squeeze this juicy ass whenever I want. You'll serve as the perfect bait to draw out your master. If I beat her, I might get reassigned back to the front lines.
I know you're a Padawan still. A pretty face like yours hasn't been scarred by conflict.
How old are you? 22 years? Getting close to the age where you could achieve Jedi knighthood. I'll admit you did well for one unexperienced with real combat. Took out two of my clan brothers, even after we got the drop on you. That's not an easy feat. Admittedly, they were novices, too eager to show off their prowess in battle. But I recognize the weakness in your technique. You've got an unsteadiness in your lightsaber form. Those types of flaws in your stance get ironed out in the crucible of true combat, or you end up dead. It may not be recognizable to common thugs and mercs you Jedi typically faced before this war began, but I was taught how to see them by my father. He fought in the Great Sith War 40 years ago, training with the former Jedi who joined Exar Kun's cause. That name must be such a point of shame for your order. One of your brightest talents fallen to the dark side and taking up the name of your dreaded former enemy. Then to burn your library at Ossus and take many of your order to become acolytes of the dark side to wreak havoc across Republic planets. I can see the outrage burn in your eyes even if you're not responding. Must still be getting the cold shoulder from the people because of it, eh? Oh, they were Sith, not Jedi. Hate to break it to you, cutie, but to everyone else in the galaxy, a religious fanatic wielding a lightsaber can just be called Jedi. You're adorable when you're pouting. And it's not like I can gloat much either. Exar's apprentice beat our leader at the time, so our warriors joined the fight. I was only 5 when my dad left on the ship to join the fight. Then he fought against the Republic. He was at the Battle of Coruscant that struck at the heart of the Republic. Could have won the battle and the war if it wasn't for the treachery of our allies. The conquest of the Outer Rim we accomplished prior to attacking the Republic is proof of that. All those unaligned planets fell so easily to our assaults. I proved myself worthy after entering the thickest fighting in the battlefield on one unaligned world. My partner and I snuck behind enemy lines, covertly dispatching guards while setting explosives on the shield generator and ammo depot. The explosions made the ground tremble, and then a large cheer erupted from our troops on the front lines as the shields went down. Our basilisk war droids launched their assault, ending that planet's resistance in one final blow. If you could have seen the jubilance in that moment. My partner and I removed our helmets and shared a passionate embrace. But that was early in our crusade against the unaligned worlds. Mandalore, the ultimate, was impressed and told me and my love to keep that edge. The true fight against our strongest foes of the Republic and the Jedi would be upon us soon. So, we spent all our time fighting, hunting, training, and fucking. Look at the way you're blushing. What? Is sex taboo for you Jedi? Can't form attachments. You do know you can have casual sex, right? Sex is nothing to be ashamed of. Great way to keep up the cardio. And building that intimacy with a partner is an incredible feeling. Though, a solid hate fuck can be a great way to relieve tension too. But I'm getting off topic. My love and I got ready for the challenge of a lifetime. Then we answered the call and set off to take part in the Great Crusade. The invasion started on this very moon, just 40 clicks away. Our assault was devastating. Their defenses were prepared, but our assault was successful. We moved on to other worlds and made more headway than even we expected. The challenge we were most eager to face, Jedi Knights, were nowhere to be seen. We didn't know at the time that your council forbade any member from taking part in the war. Some of the less knowledgeable thought you lot had tucked your tail between your legs. But I knew there would be some who would disagree and take action to honor their duty. When word came to us that Revan was organizing Jedi who disagreed with the council, we were thrilled. The ability to redeem our honor by vanquishing a fearsome foe was now at hand. Until Revan and the rest of the Jedi like you joined the conflict, the Republic's military wasn't truly a threat. Those lightsabers your lot wield cut through armor like butter. And those powers with the Force, or whatever you call it, can turn the tide of battle. The warriors who doubted the tales of the Sith War veterans either got more cautious or ended up dead. Though, there are some obvious flaws we exploit when having to deal with one of you. The self-sacrificing tendencies of your order make it much easier. I dealt with one troublesome Jedi Knight by placing a captured Republic officer in a minefield. Then, when the Jedi attempted to launch a rescue, I used rockets to blow the place to oblivion. Though there are are some among you Force wielders who understand the depth of full-scale combat well enough to pose a threat to us. That Revan has a brilliant mind for war. Knowing when to strike and when to sacrifice a piece in order to win the Dejarik game. Very different from any other Jedi I've experienced. All the Jedi and Republic soldiers under him show undying loyalty and are more willing to compromise the principles to achieve the objective. Some of the ways they use the Force in the heat of battle. It reminds me of the stories my father told me of the Sith he fought alongside. There's also that other blasted general, Mitra Surik. She's the reason I'm stuck on this dreary jungle, instead of out in the thick of battle. My clan was in charge of leading the assault on Tanab. We had started to route the orbital defense ships away from the planet and into an asteroid field. Though little did we know that General Surik had set some sonic mines, activating them as soon as the majority of our fleet was in distance. 70% of our clan, including my partner, were destroyed in seconds. I watched helplessly as a hunk of rock slammed into the Basilisk war droid he was piloting. I was only able to survive since I was part of the rear guard detachment. I couldn't keep fighting after losing someone as important as him to me. So, I flew away. For my dishonorable conduct, I was assigned to the outpost out here to help train the new recruits who showed promise from the worlds we conquered. But all the ones sent to me here are the ones who screwed up in their previous training. They're just expected to die out here. Luckily, I might be able to join the real battles if I capture your master. Though, that's not going to happen for another day or two. Which means I need to find some way to pass the time. There's not much for entertainment out at this outpost. And I can't leave you alone. Don't want you to escape. Speaking of, I haven't done a strip search yet. Gonna do it now. Don't want to find out you hid a holdout blaster or vibro knife and attack me in my sleep. Now, let's remove those robes. Nice toned muscles. You certainly haven't been slacking on your training. Beautiful figure. I'm sure even the most composed Jedi Masters couldn't help but sneak a peek at you while training. You've got such a sexy body, kitten. You shouldn't be ashamed of it. Why are your hands covering your crotch? Don't be shy. I'll move your hands regardless. Getting manhandled by someone old enough to be their dad, don't you? But I can be even more. I could be your daddy. I could teach you about a whole new world of pleasure your Jedi Order would never let you experience. Your skin looks so soft. I want to feel it against my own. Without this Beskar steel in the way. But I can't do that with my armor on, so I've got to take mine off. Shocked I'd do that? The effects of my dart haven't worn off. You're still not able to use your powers, so I could still kick your ass barehanded.
Well, like what you see? You might be saying no, but your eyes gaze hungrily, and the way you bite your lip tells me the truth. Now, I'm gonna come close. Your hair feels so soft. I haven't touched anything like it since that last night with my love. Those lips of yours look so inviting. Come. Feels good, doesn't it? Come on, don't be shy. Maybe you just need some extra stimulation. I'm gonna slide my hands down your neck, over your chest, teasing your nipples. What's that? Irresistible, isn't it? Having a sensitive spot played with by a dominant man. Squeezing and caressing this lovely body of yours. Those moans escaping your lips can't deny the truth. I'm gonna show you even more pleasure. Let my hand wander down your stomach and pelvis. And too, your manhood. Look how hard your cock is already. All this time stuck in the jungle, I bet you haven't even had a chance to unwind, right? That's okay. Let Daddy provide all the relief you need. Let's start by rubbing the tip of your cock. Feels good, right? Now, I'll give that frenulum of yours some attention. I take it from that loud moan, you like having that spot played with. Then just savor it as I wrap my fingers around the shaft. Yeah. Look at the way you're trembling. Is this your first time? Oh, it is. Well then, I'm gonna have to warm you up. Show you all the fun you've been missing out on. Just relax and focus on the pace of my hand pumping up and down. All the while, my other hand fondles and plays with your balls. All those whimpers and moans show the part of you that the Jedi didn't want you to know about. A seductive man that enraptures his suitors and craves a nice hard cock thrusting in and out of him, making you crave every moment. You want that, don't you? Nod your head. Good boy. Before we can do that, though, I'm going to need some oral attention from you. Yeah, there's no lube at this base. A big, thick cock like mine needs to be covered in spit. A poorly maintained viroblade enters and exits its sheath slower than a properly treated one, yes? Sorry. Terrible pun, I know. Now, I'm going to straddle your chest. What? First time seeing a throbbing hard cock so close to your face? It's eager to play with you. You can see the way the pre-cum is leaking. Why don't you give the tip a kiss? Don't be scared. It's not going to turn into a flamethrower or anything. Though that's not too crazy of an idea for a Mandalorian, right? Perfect weapon for if you get caught with your pants down. But enough of that. I'd much rather be focused on you. Now, why don't you swirl your tongue around the head? Good boy. Now start licking the length of the cock. Yeah, just like that. Worshipping 9 inches of girthy Mando. It's a much better way to spend your time than meditating or reading a holocron. Or whatever it is that you Jedi do. Doesn't that sound appealing? You don't need to think about that yet. Right now, I want you to wrap your lips around the head of my cock and start sucking. That's it. Now, take it a bit deeper. I know you can go a bit further than that. That's it, baby. Great job. Bob, your head up and down. You're doing such a good job for Daddy. Can you feel how hard my cock is getting? I think it's ready for you now. Spread your legs. I'm gonna get myself in position. Can you feel my throbbing cock rubbing against your tight ass? Teasing you with the pleasure to come. Well, you're not gonna have to wait long. I'm lining my cock up right now. Next, I'm gonna start thrusting. Dank Ferrick. This is incredible. I've missed this feeling. And how are you doing, cutie? Oh, wrapping your legs behind me? If that's not a sign of your liking it, I don't know what is. Kiss me. Now, just relax and let Daddy focus on making you feel good. Oh, your ass feels amazing. Can't believe I get to fuck a pretty man like you. Almost makes the days spent on this miserable moon worth it. Yeah. Almost. I love hearing every moan and whimper your lips utter. Don't be shy. You're in charge. Got it? Only you can take charge of your own experience and savor it, control it. You are strong and beautiful. A perfect consort for a Mandalorian. Wouldn't you like that? Oh yeah. If you stay with me after I defeat your master, we can have this every day. You'll be able to experience this kind of pleasure whenever you want. Wouldn't you like that, kitten? My hard cock satisfying your needs? What, need more convincing? By the code. Your ass is so tight. Moan for me, cutie. Yeah. Show me just how much you like getting fucked hard by me. I can tell by the way you're trembling that you're close to coming. You want it? Beg for it, kitten. Show me just how needy you are. Good boy. I'll give you exactly what you want. Getting close, aren't you? Come for me, kitten. Come for Daddy. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming too. Oh, yeah. Oh, you like that. Oh. You did great. How did you like your first time? That good. So, any chance you'll accept my offer to be my consort? No. Oh, that's a shame. Though your conviction to the order is commendable in some way. Now I guess I'll have to get you back in your restraining cuff. Before the chems wear off, so you can't escape. I've got them, right? How are you doing this? You've got me all locked up. I can't do anything about that. So, tell me, were you faking being captured and everything? You were? But why? What are you looking at on the Navcom? Blast! The data on our naval assault for the surrounding star systems. It's on the outpost computer. That's what you were really after. We'll meet again, Jedi. Okay, Kasten. Time to pick this lock. Soon as I get free, I'll start hunting him. Surprised he didn't kill me with the force choke he did to me. I didn't think the Jedi were able to do that. Strangely, he didn't spring the trap on me as soon as he was in the outpost. Maybe he did want to fuck me. Guess I'll have to find out the next time we battle. Thanks for listening, everyone. If this show got you hard, then why not come stop by my Patreon? I've got loads of member-exclusive content there for you to enjoy. Your support makes it possible for me to keep doing what I love. You know, making sexy audios for you to come to. Okay, guys, check out the show notes for those links, and don't forget to tune in next time.